Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Hello, friends. We're back again. It's Fightful.com. I am Agile Pearl, and it's time for your TNA Impact Post Show. It's September 12th, 2024. We're here again. We took last week off. Why did we take last week off? Well, we both had stuff going on. That's just what happens. But we're back. At least for this week, we are. Cresta Star joins me, as she always does, the star of the show. How are you doing, Ms. Cresta Star?
I'm alive. You know that that's what's important. And I think the important thing about being alive is being there or something. I don't know. Hi.
Hi. We should probably start with the news of what's going on with this show, shouldn't we?
Jeez.
Maybe let people go. I'll let you open up the conversation real quick.
Oh, wait. Are we talking about personal stuff or like real? Wait, is there something going on with the show? Are we fired?
No, nobody's fired, but I don't think, but people should probably know that you are going to be away for a little bit.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it has been so much fun. And no, I'm not quitting, but on September 10th, I had to put down my 21-year-old cat. I love him dearly and more than life can say. And last year, I had a whole bunch of bad trauma going on, but I will be stepping away from TNA post shows and Collision till October 5th. I will be back. I just have to get my mental marbles in shape. I guess it's for the best that the camera's not working because I have been a hot mess. I've been crying. I hate to quote Dave Chappelle, but I'm crying like a bitch. So I'm here to take my mind off of wrestling. Hug your fur balls and your loved ones extra close. And if you love somebody, tell them you miss them, you know, all that fun stuff. So I won't be here until October 5th, but when I come back, I'll be loud, wrong, and strong unless something else happens. And then I don't know, then I'm going to go take a walk around the sun to ease my troubled mind or something like that.
So yeah, the show's not ending. We're not going anywhere. Cresta is going to take a step back. We send our love to Cresta and, of course, to everyone surrounding her as well. You see the chat is piling on their love and appreciation. Nothing, we're not going away. I just think people should know that Cresta is going to step back for a few weeks and hopefully rejoin us when she is ready to go. I'm still going to be here. At least that's my plan. Listen, I can't tell you that I'm going to be here every single week, but I'm going to do my absolute best. There's enough going on in my life as well that I try to be around when I can. Last week was a week off because, well, my brother got married, so I was in town for that. I'm dealing with family. So, you know, everything's a little different here, but I just wanted to let people know that we're not going anywhere, but some things might change for the next few weeks. And with that, we should probably talk about TNA Impact.
Oh, really quickly, because I did see this in chat. It's not Bully Ray. It is, so Bully Ray's name is Rengar, and it's not a Johnny. Those are the two cats I live with me. This is my childhood cat, Evie. I never had enough badges to control that cat, and I don't think it was meant to be any other way. Let's get into this.
Victory Road is tomorrow night.
Which maybe. I had no idea, by the way.
Did you not know? You should know this by now. When they do a pay-per-view, then they tape, and then they do another show 2 weeks later.
I should have really been on it. I don't know, man. That's my fault. They were like, Victory Road tomorrow. I'm like, wait, didn't we just do something? Oh, man. Oh, shucks.
Yep, that's what we do. Emergence happened, then they did a show, and then, yeah. But they do that, and then they tape 2 weeks of Impact in one night. So that's on Saturday in Texas. And then they go to Spartanburg, South Carolina, where they tape 4 weeks of TV. So a weekend of tapings, which will come out to about 4 weeks, which takes them to Bound for Glory, which is towards the end of October. That's kind of what we're looking at in terms of taping stuff, which is fine. It's okay. But yeah, good stuff. Looking forward to tomorrow's Victory Road show. Whether or not there's going to be a post show, I don't know. Again, we're navigating some new waters. I'm going to be perfectly honest with everybody. There are maybe two or three matches that I'm actually interested in on this card. I don't know how invested I am, especially in the
new Lambert. Where is what's his name? Where's Steven Jensen? I'm going to leave my man Joel hanging. Joel needs a hot tag right now.
Jensen's busy. Jeremy Lambert doesn't do post shows, and I get it. We'll see. We'll see if there's a post show tomorrow night. Honestly, I don't think anyone's going to be too asked if we don't do a Victory Road post show. Maybe we'll just cover it on the Thursday show, get out with the fallout, talk about that stuff. We'll see. It'll be a game time decision. If it happens, it'll be on this channel on youtube.com/Fightful, and of course in your ears after the fact. But other than that, we did watch the show tonight, so we may as well talk about it. My first question to you, you've been a TNA Plus subscriber for the last few weeks, right, Cresta?
Yes.
Has it been a good experience for you?
Hold on, I have to cough.
Well, while she's coughing, go ahead and leave a thumbs up on the video. And of course, donate a super chat. Any amount, get your question or statement right on the air. And then, of course, as she comes back from coughing, Cresta will also tell you about Humper Chats and then talk about her TNA Plus experience. How about that?
If you would like to get your question or comment read on air, but you're like, you know, I don't want to go through the super chat, you can go ahead and head over to humperchats.com. We get to keep a little bit more of the proceeds. It keeps the lights on. It keeps us talking about TNA and all this other stuff. Humperchats.com. Joel Pearl and myself will read your comment on the air. Did I mention that was humperchats.com? We get to keep a little bit more of the dollar amount at humperchats.com. Humperchats.com. Did I say, was that humperchats.com? Humperchats.
I've been told it is humperchats.com.
Have you heard about humperchats.com?
News to me, but it is certainly humperchats.com. We can do a super chat. Anyway, TNA Plus app, I want your thoughts, because I will be honest, I used it for the very first time ever tonight.
Well, tonight I can say that for a minute there, it was really glitchy. So typically I have a decent experience. I do not hate having the time where the commercial should be. It does give me a break, because you know I write things by hand because I'm a Neanderthal, and I prefer it. But it also gives me a time to break my hands. I can go to the bathroom and grab a snack and not miss the action. Typically, I don't have a problem with it. Things start on time, and you know, I'm not too mad about it. Did you have a good experience for your first time? Did you have an adverse experience? Are you allergic?
TNA staff, if you're watching, give me 2x speed on your programming. Let me catch up. Let me start the show at 9 o'clock and catch up in time for the main event. That's what you did with YouTube, and it was delightful. Starting at 8:30, going commercial free, cutting the commercials out. I get it. You had to put together two different cuts of the show. I understand it. But for Christ's sake, just let me 2x this show. Because if I can watch it at double speed, I can get my notes done. I can hear everything. I don't have to skip ahead. I can just do the job. Give me a 2x. Don't give me the slowdown. Don't give me the slow motion. Nobody needs that shit. Pardon the French. Give me 2x speed. Other than that,
I can see that, especially if I tune in late. I would like the option to start and maybe play it faster to catch up. And then if I catch up to live, I catch up to live. But I could see that, especially if I'm running late.
Easy as that. That's all I want. I don't need to skip ahead. I don't need to, you know, scrub through it. I would rather watch it as it airs and just watch it faster. I'm okay with that. That's anyway, that's my gripe with the TNA Plus app so far. And that's my first night using it. So I hope that it's something that gets looked at. Maybe that'll be something to add. But let's get right into Impact. Talk about the actual show. Macklin defeats Hammerstone. Hammerstone lost on Tuesday on NXT to Obafemi. Loses again. This time he loses in his second match in a row via a roll-up. So that's pretty hilarious.
I thought that was such a sudden finish. I was like, okay, these meaty men is really getting into it. Wait, the match is over? All right.
Are you talking about tonight's match or Tuesday?
Yes, tonight's match. I was like, what is this at the end? I'm not mad. Let's be clear here. I'm not mad. I was just, how do you say, sports confused at the finish?
Yeah, I get it. I didn't mind the finish because it was a little bit of a shock. Macklin rolling out of Hammerstone's attempt at the pendulum and the nightmare pendulum and instead just kind of rolled him up. And it was good. Like it made sense. And Macklin getting the win made sense, especially last week. He came to the aid of Eric Young after his match with Jake something. So this week kind of set up the tag match for Victory Road for the countdown. The match was fine. Again, Macklin selling that right shoulder because he had the match with Eric Young at Emergence the night before, if you're talking about when the match happened versus when it airs. And then Hammerstone stays on it. He attacks the shoulder, does a gnarly overhead belly-to-belly top rope suplex on Macklin. I liked that. The match was good. The match was fun. And post-match, Hammerstone gets that torture rack. EY makes a save. And then backstage, they set it up. Macklin is, I guess, turning into a babyface again. Says he doesn't, you know, thank people very often, but it's respect. They're talking about respect. And then they set up Eric Young and Steve Macklin versus Jake something and Alexander Hammerstone. What did you think of getting into that tag match that's going to air tomorrow night?
I am not mad at the combination of both these men. First of all, Hammerstone and something, you know how I feel about meat. I could taste the gout coming from that team. And honestly, I'm not mad at it. It's something, in my opinion, that's better for Jake something to do. No offense or shade to Diener, but I think the time for the Diener reunion, as someone who wanted a Diener reunion, that time has long since passed. And I think it's time that we do something else. And these two big meaty men lumbering and hammering each other, I think it'd be fantastic together in the team. As far as Macklin and Eric Young are concerned, Eric Young and Steve Macklin for some reason remind me of young grizzled self looking at old grizzled self, and I kind of live for it. It's like deranged grandpa, but also deranged uncle. Like I kind of live. It's a good pairing that I didn't know I wanted for both of these guys. I expect this match to be stiff as a board. So that if I tune in, I won't lie, I might take a detox from wrestling too, but if I take a little peeksy poopsies, I expect to see stiff meat.
We talked about this after Emergence. We said that you could tell that Macklin and EY were having a hell of a good time out there. They were good at selling the fact that they were adversaries in the ring, but you could tell there was some mutual respect and just some enjoyment of those two beating the shit out of each other. And now that is coming through to form this tag team. This was the Macklin Santana situation again, which I appreciated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have really good chemistry together. And I guess, unfortunately, for someone like Macklin and Santana, who always are like, I want to be my own solo guy, you have such good chemistry with everyone because you're such a good wrestler. It's like, darn. But do you want to run with this guy just for a touch? Just for a touch until we like figure out a solid thing, and that solid thing becomes a thing with you guys because you're so over. It's the curse of greatness, as some would say.
Yeah, it is. Well, looking forward to that tag match tomorrow night. The system have a backstage segment. They say the reboot is on. We'll talk about the system in a little bit. Heather Reckless defeats Giselle Shaw. This is Giselle Shaw's last match in TNA. As reported by Fightful Select, she had asked for her release and received it under the condition that she would come to the tapings that happened that weekend and put over someone. And she did. She did it because she's a professional. Heather Reckless is officially signed to TNA. We had her first interview. Sean Ross Sapp did that over on this channel, so check that out, along with plenty of articles that came out of that conversation. The match was fine. Giselle Shaw got another theme reboot going into this. It was a remix of her original theme, plus a countdown clock. At that point, I'm wondering what the hell is going on. It was very strange. the match was fine. Like I said, match is fine. They made reference to the fact that Reckless and Shaw had a match last year. Yeah, she's back. I see your
this
face.
This is not the right camera.
It's still fine. I can see the people need to see you. The people, it's just a green screen. At the sunglasses and the hat. It was great. It was perfect.
You know what? Sometimes life gives us lemonades. Yeah, that.
Anyway, Reckless and Shaw had a match before Reckless was signed in TNA. Ash by Elegant shows up mid-match. She's going to watch. She slaps Giselle Shaw while Iceman distracts referee Daniel Spencer. That's a theme of the night, by the way. Daniel Spencer just cannot catch a break. What's wrong with you? And then Reckless gets the win with the Wrecked. And she's shocked. She's happily shocked that she got the win. And then Cressa does audio only again.
Thank God.
You're back.
All right. I've tried everything I could. This thing said I am not working with that camera. You cannot make me.
Your thoughts on the match?
This match was fine. Honestly, I was quite surprised that that Ash by Elegance didn't actually hit Shaw with the kendo stick. Not upset at them saying that you have to put somebody over. I mean, as you should, as you absolutely should. So, you know, it was a fine match. I can't wait to see what Heather Reckless does. As we see later on in the night, she does join up with Ash by Elegance. And it's kind of like, I don't know, man. I'll see. I'll work it out. I mean, I'll see.
Yeah, we're going to get to that match in a little bit. But first, there's a Xia Zhao, who's now, well, formerly Xia Li. There's a vignette with her. She's going to be joining the Knockouts division. It's growing again. I'm looking forward to that. You had Heather Reckless. You had Xia Zhao. Is there anyone else that could be coming in? We're going to find out soon. But if you're going to lose someone like Giselle Shaw and maybe Jordan Grace at the end of the year, you got to start filling out your repertoire again. You got to start filling up your division. So what are your thoughts? You saw the promo for Xia Zhao.
I was kind of like, at first I was like, okay, Xia Li, but that was the question mark. I said, Xia Li question mark? I'll see where this goes because it's like my second or third, fourth time, which we'll see with another wrestler, that this is a reboot that we're doing again this evening. So we'll see. I'll give it. I like to see. I like to wait and see when it comes to TNA because one thing that TNA is going to do is going to show that you can either do it well, you can't. So
you and I talked about the trajectory of Giselle Shaw and what we thought she was getting up to when she came back from her hiatus at the beginning of the year. And we thought that she was going to be pegged for a Gail Kim match. Mm-hmm. And then when that was dropped, you and I started talking about that. And then the news came that she asked for a release. I think at that point, Cresta, we probably could have seen the writing on the wall. There she is.
This is the best I got, y'all. I don't know why my camera's jobbing me tonight, but you know what? We'll give it to you anyway.
You look like $1 million.
Thanks.
But anyway, were you shocked when you read the news that Shaw was on the way out of TNA?
So on the one hand, yes, because I'm like, wow, you know, again, the whole Gail Kim idea that she could be up for a push, the whole nine yards. But on the other hand, and I don't like to be up in people's business, and oftentimes I get in trouble for not being as nosy as I should be. But that's her whole man that left. So go stand by your man. I respect it. It's the same way I feel about eventually one Matthew Cardonovich will be in the WWE to stand by his woman, one Chelsea Green. So I respect it, and I think that it was the right thing of TNA to do to let her go. Like, if she doesn't want to be there, you know, go stand by your man, baby. Go let her be great.
Speaking of Matt Cardona, he comes out with Steph DeLander next for their little promo. She doesn't want anything to do with Matt Cardona, who's now basically said, we have a contract. I'm keeping you here because you're my property. Otherwise, I send you back to Australia. He's basically anchoring her. Excuse me, I'm going to clear my throat.
Listen, while you clear your throat, I wrote not an immigration joke. Like, that's crazy. That's a wild thing to say.
You can do it because she's a white girl from Australia. So it doesn't look good regardless of how you do it. I'm sorry.
Matt Cardona, like, he's healing it up. But like, oof, this is nasty.
Yeah, my notes basically just say there's no heat like misogyny heat. And then, of course, Iceman, not to be outdone, decides to come out and there's no heat like cheap city town misrepresentation and mispronunciation of the city heat. There was some cheap shit going on. Anyway, Steph DeLander is going to be Matt Cardona's tag team partner at Victory Road when they take on PCO and Rhino. And then PCO comes out. Cardona puts Steph DeLander in front of him. She low blows him, and PCO choke slams him. She's going to turn on PCO and Rhino tomorrow, isn't she?
Oh, yeah. Because when he was like, and I don't want me Montreal, Ontario screw job, no finger poke of doom. He was being real specific. Like, you have to do what I say. I'm like, but what if she throws her back out? There are ways for her to do stuff. Is she, though? I can really see a world where it's like, well, Matt made me do it. And honestly, how could I love someone with no brains?
He has no brains, PCO. They're all, they've been fragmented and shattered on the floor.
And scrambled. I've seen his intro where they take 20 years to scramble your brain to restart your Buick. I mean, your heart.
392 times. 393 tomorrow night because it's a special and, of course, they're going to do it.
And no less.
Surprised they didn't. Anyway, not important. Spitfire is backstage with Gia Miller. Well, Gia Miller walks up to Spitfire. They're sitting on the couch. And they basically bring up the fact that if they lose a Victory Road against Masha Alicia, they're going to break up. And Jody made the call for the stipulation. I have to say, for a long time, you and I have sat and talked about Jody Threat and her development, things she could do better, great in the ring, needed more work with acting. This is the first time, and I've seen it coming, but like, this was the first time where you can really tell she was into it. She was locked in. I thought she was really a solid actor in this particular segment. It's a backstage, you know, sitting on a couch. It's very casual, but I think she played it off good and it didn't come off as like too tight. It was loose. It was good. I liked it. What do you think of this segment with Gia and Spitfire?
This is why I love wrestling, because I got something totally different from that. I got Jody being overconfident and optimistic and like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, Danny Luna going to turn on this girl when they lose, huh?
And that's entirely possible. I'm talking more about the acting than I am the actual, you know, like you, I think you make a really good point when it comes to the,
she was into it.
Yeah. The emoting, the, I'm talking about the actual, like the getting down to doing the scene. She felt loose. She felt comfortable.
Yeah.
Felt confident. The actual like content of the scene. I agree with you. It could easily turn into Danny Luna splitting up and turning on Jody after they lose the match. I agree with you there.
Yeah. And the main reason why I said that is because there's a part towards the end of the segment where they zoom into Danny's face and she was like, well, you know, you decided that. And she's like, yeah, but we always do when our backs are against the wall. Sorry, the New York special. My apologies.
I thought he resigned today. Why is he coming to your house?
Oh, man. Who? Which he? There's a lot of he's.
Yeah, the NYPD is under investigation. So he just up and quit.
I snitched. So it was a pleasure knowing you guys. They're downstairs to come and get me.
Amazing. God bless. Anyway, is there anything else from the Spitfire segment? We'll run down the card for tomorrow night when we get to the end of the show.
Yeah, I don't have anything else besides that, but I wouldn't be surprised if Danny Luna turns on her, like, because nobody asked you to do that.
Yeah, exactly. We'll see where that plays out. ABC takes on First Class Tornado Tag. They get the win, does ABC. Casey Navarro, of course, with AJ Francis once again. The match was fine. This was the big thing. It's like ABC has a match against the system tomorrow night for the tag titles. First Class are going to take on the Hardys. The match was fine. I like that Navarro's cocky, keeps getting stopped every time he tries to take advantage. AJ does big man stuff and keeps getting foiled. He tries with a choke slam on Bay. Bay turns it into the cutter. Ace turns it into the fold. That's how they get the win. The match is fine. It was a tornado tag for four men to beat the crap out of each other. That's fine. You know, ABC gets a pretty good win out of this.
Not mad at it. I agree with you. Casey Navarro looks great here. I'm so happy that he's signed somewhere where he can really shine on weekly television. The double pin on AJ Francis with both his leggies in the air, maximum disrespect. I lived.
Not saying the leggies.
Both his leggies were straight up in the air. Both men had both your leggies? Come on.
Come on.
Bro, the only move more disrespectful than that is the angle slam, because your leggies and your hands is in the air. It's like, wee.
Oh, God. That was... You'll get that content every week with your other TNA shows, do you?
Not call it AJ Francis, a man who is 6 feet, like 9, 6 feet 9, 400 pounds, meaty man. his feet of leggies.
Like I said, he's a big dude, and I've sat next to him. I've stood next to him. He's
seen him in real life. That's a large man.
And I'm a big dude too. Like, he is bigger than I am. I was like, shit.
I would call Shaq's feet leggies for what it's worth.
So we're gonna clip this and send it to AJ.
My legs ain't leggies, girl. He's a man leg.
You're gonna get a match against AJ Francis out of this. Muscle Man Malcolm get the shit kicked out of him. So can you.
You know what? That's fine. As my standing concierge, Jeremy Lambert.
Listen, he'll take the table bump if you ask him kindly.
I mean, how much are you paying? Because you know my going rate is $444.44 with the taxes.
Dang, lady, this is wrestling. What are you talking about? People don't get paid here.
You're right. I'll take a hot dog and a handshake.
Best you got. Jonathan Gresham, speaking of hot dogs, handshakes, and what the are we doing here? What is John? Are we retconning the retcon of Jonathan Gresham?
Speaking of reboots.
But what are we booting? We're just give him back the mask. Give him back the ink. Give him back the character, please.
At this point, I know the Big Show is looking at Jonathan Gresham like, he stole my whole gimmick, because I don't know what he's supposed to be, and I flip-flopped every week. This is out of order.
Man is a third of the size of the Big Show. What are we doing here?
I like Jonathan Gresham. Let's stick with one thing, and I don't care what that one thing is. You know what I mean? I don't care what that one thing is. I would like to see it through. I don't care what that one thing, even if you put him with the system. How, even if you brought back Honor No More and it was just Jonathan Gresham, would I be annoyed? Yes. But at least he'd have a direction and I know what it's giving and I could at least talk about. Please do something and stay with that. Don't stop. You know what I mean? I'm getting angry. I'm not at this point. I'm angry.
Yeah, that's right. Get angry. So pew, 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 pew. Joe Hendry cuts a promo. Thank you. He calls out Josh Alexander. Josh comes out to the balcony. He says, if I come there, I'm gonna hurt you. So this is for your own safety. And then he makes the video, the Josh Alexander story. Says, why do you never smile? Calls him Kurt Angle from Wish, which people enjoyed. Josh says Hendry didn't earn his popularity. Josh reiterates he rode up and down the roads. He busted his ass for years. He deserves the spot, not Joe Hendry. And then he says, I'll smile when I dismantle you and you won't see it. And that'll happen tomorrow. And then Joe Hendry's like, hey, there's a walking wiener sign in the crowd. And everyone chants walking wiener. And then it gets the crowd behind him. And it's a segment. Joe Hendry is going to be studied for this period of time where he goes from main eventing Slammiversary being the hottest act in the entire TNA roster, doesn't win the title, doesn't get the title shot yet, might not get the title shot, gets an NXT title shot, main events of PLE, doesn't win it, basically disappears from WWE programming, and now he's doing this stuff with Josh, which is good, by the way. I want him to do the match with Josh because it makes sense, right? Josh Alexander basically started his heel turn by kicking Joe Hendry in the dick, which great. I'm just it's the curious case of Joe Hendry when it comes to his whole experience with TNA, with WWE and NXT. It's been very strange.
He's one of those guys who, for better or for worse, depending on how you look at the situation, he doesn't need a title to be over. He is ridiculously over. And not a lot of people are fortunate enough to be over in two separate promotions that are two different fan bases. I tell my friends that when I work at FIFO, I'm very glad I started with the TNA fan base. Because as much as people crap on TNA, TNA fans are like, great, you're watching TNA. Thanks. Let's talk about TNA. And sometimes, whether you're an AEW fan or WWE fan, you can be a little bit polarizing and tribalistic and, oh, you're from TNA. Well, that place sucks. So for someone like Joe Hendry to be over in multiple crowds and not just with the NXT crowd, because I was watching bits and pieces of Raw on Monday, bro, he's over with the main WWE crowd too. Like, he is very curious, like the curious case of MJF when he first came out. I would say the same thing with Enzo Amore for a while. These people are so over that you're like, how? And the Becky Lynch becoming the man is another good example of this. As far as the segment itself is concerned, calling Josh Alexander or Kurt Angle from Wish.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
I might have to fist fight you backstage because you got the crowd to chant, "You suck," and then walking weeder. Bro, he's the Joe Hendry's Danhausen levels of the worst. Walking weeder. That, I gotta tell you, I laughed for like 10 minutes straight. My chest hurt after that one because it's so stupid, but it was so effective and it wasn't even his joke. So you know he thought of that on the fly.
Well, maybe he saw the sign of the, or maybe the sign was a plant. We've all planted signs before, right, Cresta?
Don't ruin this for me.
What? All I'm saying is that sometimes people plant signs in crowds and they give them to people in the third row at a show in Montreal and tell them that someone paid you $20 to do it, so you did it.
You're the biggest heel in the business. I would like to live in my fantasy land, okay? Moose's real name is Moose. Thank you very much.
Oh, that, well, I mean, it's kind of, isn't it? His actual name is Moose. No, it's not. It's something else. Anyway,
AJ Styles stands for AJ Styles, right? I want to live in my fantasy land. Thank you very much.
Moose's first name is Quinn. I'm just so used to calling him Moose. Oh, God. Jordynne Grace is backstage with Ariana Grace. Ariana Grace is now the link. She is the Santino Marella of TNA. Oh, wait, they have one already. His name is Santino Marella.
Isn't that his daughter?
That's the joke. She's there.
At first, I was confused, and I was like, "Wait, just a second."
Meanwhile, Santino's not on the show, which makes this even funnier. I assume they'll do something tomorrow night where they cross over. Ariana Grace is backstage with Jordynne Grace. Like I said, yeah, she's the liaison between NXT and WWE. She is the Santino Marella for NXT, which is just apropos. Wendy Chu isn't welcome in TNA, according to Jordynne Grace. Grace says Chu isn't in the building. Sorry, yeah, Ariana Grace. Oh my God, they're both named Grace. And I
must say, yeah, this is a Grace moment. Say you're Grace. Say you're Grace.
They're not sisters. They're not cousins. Ariana Grace says Jordynne says Wendy Chu is not in the building, but wants both sides to get along and promises nothing will happen to Victory Road. And then Ariana Grace goes to pinky swear with Jordynne Grace, and Jordynne Grace tells her not to. And that's very cute. And meanwhile, there's someone yelling, "Oh my God, they're both named Grace. We have to get them away from each other."
Yeah, that's going to be a lot. That's the Eddie Edwards problem.
That was very upsetting to read in my notes as I read Grace, Grace, Grace. And I'm like, oh, they're both named Grace.
I peeped that when they were like Ariana Grace, Jordynne Grace. I'm like, oh God, I got to write first names, Jordynne and Ariana. So, you know.
Mike Santana wants Moose. Not only does he want Moose, he wants Moose to win the TNA title tomorrow so that it's one more thing that Santana can take from Moose, because Moose took everything from Santana. I'm of multiple minds when it comes to this. Tomorrow night, I really wouldn't be surprised if Moose won the TNA title and they set up Santana versus Moose at Bound for Glory. They want Santana to be next. They want him to be next. He's not going anywhere. This goes back to the Joe Hendry conversation. Santana's not going anywhere. They want him to be next. And that's fine, because I like Mike Santana. I think he'd be a great TNA champion. Nick Nemeth doesn't need to be a champion for long. Honestly, I don't really care for him as champion now. So if they're going to just go back to Moose and then give it to Santana, that's just like doing the speedball thing where he won at Slammiversary and then dropped it a month later so that Zachary Wentz can bring the title into NXT. But regardless, that's a whole other can of worms. I feel like Santana might get his wish, and I feel like Moose might win, and they might set it up for Bound for Glory. And then Joe Hendry does I don't know what.
I got to tell you, with what you said, now, don't get me wrong. If I'm using my kayfabe brain, I agree with you. I do think, in some twist of fate, Nick Nemeth loses and Moose regains the title. But if I'm Moose and I'm Kennedy Davenport, hold on one second. Get down, cats, please, the both of you. If I'm Moose, and now if I'm Nick Nemeth, I feel like Kennedy Davenport from RuPaul's Drag Race. It's like, fuck my drag. So everyone's going to overlook me. Like Moose is just going to pin me. And let's say he doesn't pin Moose. You know, let's say he pins Moose. Now I got beef with Mike Santana. You know, I understand you want to beat him, but he don't got, what that got to do with me? Like, don't put that juju on me. You know, it's a built-in thing. Maybe he pins Nick Nemeth. I don't know. But I could see it being like, I hate you so much, Moose, and this is going to be the real system failure, so we'll see. I'm not mad at it either way, but if I'm Nick Nemeth, I'm feeling a little upset. My cats are also upset. It's food time. And White Cat just slapped Bully Ray, so.
As one does.
I mean, honestly, anytime you hear a sentence, someone slapped Bully Ray, you kind of just go.
Slap him back. This is what's going to happen. And then tomorrow they'll do a whole 15 minutes on Busted Open about it. Ash by Elegance defeats Zaya Brookside. Iceman does the Cheap City Fat People Heat, as I had written in my notes. Ash at one point sells her butt. She landed on her backside and she said, "Ow, my butt." Brookside hits two broken wings, waits a long time before missing a third. And then Heather Reckless comes back, pulls Zaya Brookside into the ring post. Ash rolls up Zaya Brookside and gets the win. Afterwards, Ash doesn't really care that Heather Reckless had just helped her, but joins her to go up the ramp. And then backstage, they're in the dressing room of Ash by Elegance. Iceman likes her, does, but not her look. And I guess a makeover is in the cards. So I guess we'll be soon calling her Hash by Elegance.
I mean, I'm so congested. I apologize, y'all. A makeover would be in the cards, except he handed her a 7 of clubs. So I don't know how she's going to call that number. So maybe we'll see next Thursday.
maybe she'll get a makeover and they'll be calling her Rash by Elegance.
There's a saying that says, much like a fart or a ponytail, if you have to force it, it's probably shit.
She'll be Heather Recklash by Elegance.
This is the worst job I've ever had.
Yeah, well, you're taking a few weeks off, so what do I care? Nick Diamond.
That's true. Make my life hell. Give it to me, Joel.
Nick Diamond says a bunch of WWE guys were tagged by Moose in the post, and they could have done this face to face. I don't give a shit about this match, Chris. I'm sorry. I just don't. When they announced it after Emergence, Nick Nemeth came out and was like, "Moose, I want a match." I don't care. They haven't done anything to make me care about Nemeth and Moose. They've done interviews, sure, okay. They've done tandem interviews, no less. But on the television show, they've yelled at each other for 2 weeks straight. Nothing matters. This match doesn't, like, who could possibly care about Nemeth versus Moose in this case?
I think the biggest problem is that, unfortunately, as good as heels the system is, it comes now to the problem where no one cares. You're the system. You lost the titles. That's what we wanted. We want you to go away. So you're challenging again. You aren't the heels that you were before. And no one, I don't want to say that no one cares. And also, I don't know, to be fair to Nemeth, who was Nemeth going to challenge? You know, Alexander, I think, was a good feat. But it's like, who do we go to next? I do think there is a world where he does pin Moose, and there is something between Moose and Santana, or Moose and Nemeth. I mean, Santana and Nemeth, and Moose interferes with that, and you make it a three. But I think there's a world where you can facilitate all of that and make it interesting. However, I guess I just want to try to say is I feel for Nemeth because you had no other dance partner besides Alexander that anyone cared about, because Moose is so good at being a bad guy, we want to see him lose all the time.
Nick Nemeth could have had a match against Alexander Hammerstone. They could have built up Hammerstone over this time. I'm looking at the roster.
What about Kazarian, who always claims he's king of TNA?
Frankie Kazarian's another person that he could have. Because this show is such a non-show, you could have just done Baddie of the Week, and you're going back to Moose, and that's why I keep saying it feels like Moose is going to get... possibly get the win. Hell, you could have had the brothers face off. You could have Nick and Ryan in a match. Although I don't think Ryan's really working for the company these days. All this comes to, it's fine. I don't know why they're doing it. Some of the chat saying so Nemeth can beat Moose. Why? to what degree should anyone care that Nick Nemeth can beat Moose? There's just no, I don't know, because Moose was the longest reigning champion in the last little while. Sure. Most of that was, well, anyway, it's fine. It is what it is. The Hardys in the main event, they defeat the system. On its face, this makes sense. It's the Hardys getting revenge on the system. On the other hand, the system have a tag team title match tomorrow night against Ace of Base. So once again, Crescent Star, I asked the question, what are we doing here? And the crowd only really cares about Jeff Hardy. Happy birthday, Jeff. Happy belated birthday, Jeff. Twist of Fate from the top on Brian Myers. Eddie Edwards hits another Twist of Fate from both brothers. Gets the Swanton Bomb from Jeff. Loses the match for his team. Why are the system getting a tag title match tomorrow?
I mean, that's more notes than I have.
Thank you. I also was trying to make something out of this. This was not a match that I would care to main event.
I'm not going to hold you. I don't know what this was. And normally I like both of these guys in action, both like all four of these men in action. But tonight it didn't connect with me. The happy birthday chance is what I have as well. But the system cheating, what a concept. The Hardys winning before Victory Road, a choice. But does that mean that the system is winning tomorrow? I don't think. So this, to me, is a choice.
And that's your TNA Impact for September 12th, 2024. Victory Road is tomorrow. You want to run through this crowd real quick and see what we think?
Let's do it. Let me give you my ill-informed predictions, lol.
Countdown. Kushida takes on Leon Slater. I love this. Bringing in Leon Slater to get a victory and crush Kushida once upon a time.
My camera has decided that it is time to stop working. The way we started this show is the way we'll end it.
So let it be written. What do you think, Leon Slater and Kushida?
Is this on the pre-show?
You bet.
Maybe Leon Slater, but I'm going to go in the interest of trying to keep my book steady. Real Kushida.
Wow. I think it's going to be Leon Slater. I think they just brought in Kushida to be a perennial loser. Over the young guys. The tag team match that I'm looking forward to, Steve Macklin and Eric Young versus Jake Something and Hammerstone. I wouldn't mind Jake Something and Hammerstone getting the win here.
I would like that as well. However, I do think for storyline-wise, since they're really pushing Macklin right now, again, I think Macklin and Young win it. But I would like Hammerstone and Jake Something to win as well.
Yeah, I can see that. Macklin and Young going for the tag titles wouldn't be too bad either. But that's on the countdown. So really after that, you can just turn. Anyway, grudge match. PCO and Rhino take on Matt Cardona and Steph DeLander. This is going to be hilarious in the weirdest way possible.
Cue the Benny Hill music. Steph DeLander turns on PCO. Matt Cardona, Steph DeLander win. It's going to be cheap heat, but I'm going to live for it because it's going to be clownery.
Yeah, I think Cardona and DeLander win this thing. That's what I think. Hardys versus First Class. If the Hardys won last night, well, tonight, I guess, I would like First Class to get the win and get Navarro and AJ Francis on the map. I think Rich Swann's going to be back either tomorrow night or by the time they do Spartanburg. Because his situation has seemingly cleared up.
Okay.
If the Hardys win, AJ Francis is going to beat the shit out of Casey Navarro, and then they'll have a match the next night, and then that's going to lead to the return of Rich Swann.
I'm going to go ahead and say, sure. I'll be real with you. After tonight, I don't have the strength nor the courage to care about this match.
A fair assessment. Knockouts tag team titles on the line. Masha Lisha against Spitfire. I'm kind of inclined to agree with you that Spitfire should lose. Masha Lisha should keep the titles and just split up Spitfire. The problem is, you have no other Knockouts tag teams if you do that.
Yikers. We booked ourselves into a corner, ladies and gentlemen, because But we got four women who I think excel here in the singles form of the Knockouts division. I don't know. Now that you've said that, it's like, yeah, if Danny Luna does turn on Jody Threat, who else is in the Knockouts tag team division? Who?
Okay, you're about to add Heather Reckless and Ash by Elegance, which honestly, I would be fine with those two being in the Knockouts tag division.
But then we're right back to our problem of making a new team
and just giving them the title belts. You bet, baby. Tasha Steelz could probably use a partner.
I'm just going to go ahead and say boo hiss on this one.
Rosemary and Havoc, I assume, are going to be back together soon enough.
I mean, I guess you got Rosemary, Wendy Chu, Tatum Paxley.
Yeah, you could do well. Chu Pax isn't really a thing. Chu and Paxley had a breakup, so it's now back to Paxley and Lyra Valkyria being best friends.
Isn't Lyra Valkyria on main roster? I don't watch NXT.
Yeah, they brought her back to NXT for a bit. So, however, if Masha Lisha loses to Spitfire then can draw. I'm just thinking out loud. This can all come back to Reckless and Elegance against Havoc and Rosemary. So if Masha Lisha drops it to Spitfire drop it to Elegance and Reckless, and then they drop it to Havoc and Rosemary.
Hot potato, 1, 2, 3.
That's basically how they book the Knockouts tag division. So I just gave you the next three four champions.
Whoa.
People are saying Wendy Chu and Rosemary. Sure, you could do that too. I said this on Tuesday's show, or on In the Weeds on Wednesday, I should say. The segment, if you haven't seen it, they did a Rosemary segment, a pre-tape, And it's very well done. And it's the way Rosemary should have been presented 7 years ago if TNA had the budget to put together what they did. It was a very well-produced, post-produced segment.
Rosemary is fantastic, and she's one of my favorite wrestlers in TNA. I think she is a cornerstone of the Knockouts division. I would just hate for them to lose Jordynne Grace and Rosemary. That would be a woof.
Yeah, I don't know. This is a bit of a toss-up. Remember, all of these shows have at least one title change.
That's true. I feel like we're kind of banking on it being Moose and Nemeth.
Or this one, or the Knockouts tag titles.
True.
This is basically the way it is. Yeah, if Masha Lisha retains, Moose is the new champion. If Spitfire wins, Nick Nemeth is going to retain the world title. That's kind of where my brain is.
I mean, it makes the most sense, but then again, I also don't know the rest of the card.
Well, let's get to the rest of the card. World Tag Team Titles, ABC, Ace of Base take on The System. For some reason, they still get a tag title match, even though they lost to the Hardys tonight. Feels like ABC are going to retain their tag titles.
I agree with that 100%.
Wonderful. In a rematch, well, I guess it's not a rematch, but Speedball Mick Bailey gets his contractually mandated championship shot. He's going to go for the X Division Championship against Zachary Wentz. This is the match that I'm most looking forward to on the main card. Wentz and Speedball.
I honestly do not know how that's going to shake out, considering Wentz just won. Speedball is fantastic. I do see a world where cheating and shenanigans happen, where Wentz retains because of shenanigans, but I don't know who was shenan against Speedball. If anything, I see Wesley coming to TNA, shenanigans on Zachary. So Speedball picks up. As people saying, well, I don't like that. That's not how I want to win. You know what I mean? So I don't know. But I do foresee shenanigans in this match that's going to be fundamentally good within and of, in and of itself.
I think Wentz retains. I think WWE likes, not WWE, I think TNA likes having their X Division championship on WWE programming. And with Wesley having a last man standing match with Zachary Wentz on the CW premiere, that they want the X Division championship on for that. However, maybe they don't want their X Division champion looking, well, losing a match to Wesley.
That could be it too. I mean, maybe there's a world where Wesley loses again, you know?
Yeah.
Just show people like, hey, listen, we're different. We're not like that other WWE ex-girlfriend of yours. We're different now.
It's up in the air. There's reasons to do both. Josh Alexander and Joe Hendry, feels like whoever wins this match is going to be gunning for the world title. And if Josh wins, then Josh and Nick Nemeth are going to have a clash over the next few weeks. Who do you think wins this match between Hendry and Alexander?
I believe in Joe Hendry. I also believe that Josh Alexander is going to kick Joe Hendry in the dick again. So I think both of those are going to happen, but I think Joe Hendry wins here. Does Joe Hendry be successful later on? I don't know. But I think that if I'm a betting person and I'm also a business person for TNA, Joe Hendry wins here. Josh Alexander is a little too full of himself, and Josh Alexander will still be fine.
More dick kicks in wrestling.
Honestly, the surprise roll up and the dick kick, I'm sorry, yam back shuffle are the most devastating moves in the game.
Mickey had the chick kick. Josh should incorporate the dick kick.
I thought it was called the clam jam.
I see Josh Alexander getting the win here. Joe Hendry's been, well, Joe Hendry did just lose the NXT championship match. But if he loses to both members of the North, that's a good story to tell.
That's funny.
And Knockouts World Championship, Wendy Choo versus Jordynne Grace. If Wendy Choo wins the Knockouts World Championship, I will laugh so hard.
Honestly, I hate to agree here. I don't think Wendy Choo is a bad wrestler from what I've seen. But I'm like, of all the people to beat Jordynne Grace, no disrespect to one Wendy Choo. She's not the girl to do it. Sorry.
Nick Nemeth, Moose, world title. If Moose wins, I might boycott the promotion. If Nick Nemeth retains, I might boycott the promotion.
So you saying The winner makes Joel leave town match.
Grand opening, grand closing.
Not winner makes Joel leave town match. Like, so wait, what? Yeah, no matter who wins, Joel's leaving.
Well, here's the other thing. Like, Josh and Joe, in the Alexander Henry match, it's almost like the winner of that match is almost going to tell you who wins the world title match. Well, maybe not. Again, Nemeth and Henry isn't like a bad babyface match. You could do that one in a few weeks. But if Moose wins and Henry wins, Santana is also getting a shot. Again, Moose, I'm stuck on Moose and Santana at Bound for Glory, and that's Santana's moment.
I mean, maybe you have a quadruple, triple, something threat. I don't know. Maybe I'm putting too much faith in the Joe Hendry basket because of how hot he is right now. And I'm thinking to myself that if I'm a business person, I want to do what I got to do to keep two of my hottest acts, being Grace and Hendry, in my company, especially since WWE is giving them, hey, baby, I'll dance with you, baby girl. Anything you want. You want that diamond ring, baby girl? I'll get you that diamond. You want to go on just I'll take you anywhere you want to go. But so I want to do what I got to do. But you're also not wrong. Mike Santana has been built up. So it would make sense. I don't know. There's a lot of moving parts. And this is why I'm not a booker. I'm just a looker.
And if Nemeth wins and they do Hendry and Nemeth, Bound for Glory, it's not as impactful. If Joe Hendry wins the title. Joe, again, I keep saying it, and I hope people understand what I'm saying. Joe Hendry, this rise is going to be studied from so many angles, because the way it's happened has so many moving parts to it, just like this card. We'll see what happens. Victory Road is tomorrow night. It's Friday night. If you're watching or listening after the fact, there might be a post show. If there is, it's going to be me. If there isn't, then we'll just talk about it on Thursday when the fallout happens. Cressa Star, what else is going on for you?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, again, if you missed it at the top of the show, I will not be here between now and October 5th. We did unfortunately have to put down my 21-year-old cat, RIP Evie, play the Pokemon theme song a little extra loud. And I just got a lot of personal stuff going on. So we're going to do a little mental health hiatus and I'll be back. So I won't be here for Collision, Victory Road, or all that stuff, or even my personal stream. So keep up with your girl over on the Twitter at Cressa the Star on Twitter.com. X.com. There's a link tree in my bio to all my socials, like Instagram, Twitter, whatever else they got. Also, too, I want to take this time to say that a lot of you guys who watch this show have reached out to me, whether personally or on socials, to send your condolences. And I want to say that's very kind and very sweet. And you guys didn't have to do that. I'm just a girl who yells about wrestling on the internet. And I really appreciate everyone who reached out. And I do see a lot of the things in my wrestlers' requests. So truly from the bottom of my heart, it means a lot to me. Thank you. It means a lot to me. Thank you guys so much. Joe Pearl, what you got going on?
Not much. I get in the weeds every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday over on our sister channel, Fightful Overbooked. Go to FightfulOverbooked.com. Join us over there. Tons of content on that channel if you haven't already. And by the way, leave a thumbs up on the way out if you haven't. Leave a 5-star review in the audio realm of your choosing already if you haven't. Will we be back tomorrow for Victory Road? Who knows? Maybe we will. Maybe we won't. That's your cliffhanger. Until then, I am Atrol Pearl for Cressa Star. Ladies and gentlemen, friends beyond the binary, we'll see you in the next one. Cheers.
See you.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.